Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, crazy weather in Los Angeles. I don't know. I have this wonderful guest today who will just sing for us in this type of the voice that I love the most. It's soothing, it's elegant, and style of music is bigger than life, and it's all what I want to share today with our listeners. But first, maybe I will introduce Carolina to our listeners. Carolina, again, everybody knows who listens to Accent On that Polish people like to make our names a little cuter.
Yes.
Than Carolina. In a serious way, Karolinka is like, I love you, you're my friend already. But you have second name, yes. And are you singing under two names, or you have your unusual stage name?
Well, I was deliberating about that a lot because my last name is very, very hard to pronounce, and Americans have problem with it. I will give you a sample. My name is Karolina Naziemiec.
Love it. Everybody repeats. Karolina Naziemiec. There's nothing wrong with that. I understand. Everybody hopefully already knows that we have another show on the video channel, and we love to teach people Polish words. And, of course, Polish names. Then I think we'll be repeating a few times your real name. But tell us, because I have an album in my hands.
Yes.
And doesn't look like the tough way.
Exactly.
So your name, then you have
I have Karolina with a capital N as a second to the last letter because it matches my first initials of last name, Naziemiec. So I just compacted Karolina.
I think that's cool.
And it makes my name Karolina, but with just a different spelling.
Yeah, and you know, people can separate Karolina from Karolina Naziemiec, which is very, very serious, classical trained, alto, I call this alto, but really, how you call this in English?
Yeah, it's between alto. I'm definitely not too high voice, but I'm not typical alto, so somewhere in between.
And in funny way, I was talking to you when we met, because we met today, face to face, and I said, okay, you're playing violin, and you were like, no, I'm not playing violin, I'm playing
Viola.
Then I'm like, oops, you know, obviously I read your bio and stuck in my head that you were... you were trained as a
classical
violin player, but now you are playing viola. And people need to know the difference. What I'm saying, I need to wake people up because you know what? We are talking right now education. And that doesn't happen too often on Accent On. We always have funky stuff going on. But I think people need to understand when we bring guests of your caliber, and you have this beautiful two faces. Probably you have more of them, but we'll talk a little bit later. But right now we are talking about lady who has amazing, beautiful, low voice that we called alto. And then...
And I sing jazz.
And you sing jazz, but I also got scared because looks like you said, I love every style of music, even hip-hop. Then I'm like...
That's true.
Woohoo! Okay, I cannot wait when we go to studio and bring some cool dudes who rap and, you know, and you'll be doing hip-hop song. That would be amazing. But outside of that, you are really classically trained, viola.
I am a classically trained musician with good education from Poland. I went to... elementary school, which was a music school specifically, and then I went to a high school that was combined like Juilliard, that we have regular subjects like Polish, English, math, and stuff like that.
Two schools in one.
Yes, combined with it was a musical artistic school. And that helps a lot because we just have everything in one building and all the teachers there. So I think that to get a proper education, this is a really, really helpful tool. And in Poland, when I was there, I typically was trained for being an instrumentalist. And I started on violin, but then I switched for viola in a high school. And since then, I pretty much am a violist. I do have my violin, and I still teach violin, and I can play some violin, but
for concerts... That's your third phrase. Now we find out that you are also a teacher.
Yes, but I am mostly here. I play viola for different things. I play for a symphony orchestra. I play for entertaining music. I record in the studios. So whatever is there, you know, I'm a freelance musician, so just call me up.
That's
I'll
good.
I'll be there.
And obvious, I have all links, I think, how to get to you on my Facebook, on Accent On, and on Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world. And anybody who wants to know more about Karolina Naziemiec, then please go there and just learn more about this very, very talented, very beautiful lady. She is tall, beautiful smile, and I love her perfumes. That's so cute because I don't know what's happened to me. I'm just looking for this perfume that I will fall in love with. And all my girlfriends are like, oh, gosh, I have a good one. I have a good one. And I just got a very nice present I had recently, my birthday. And just for the first time, somebody bought me perfume that I mentioned that I like the smell. And I'm, like, petrified to open because, you know, these things change for yes. sure. And I'm like, what's going on with me?
Well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Although nothing fun about it. When we are getting older, then I said after 40, nobody's supposed to have birthdays anymore. We need to switch to name days, like
which
in Germany.
Which is typical for Poland.
Poland, yeah, I love it. Nobody comes to say, how old are you? It's not your business. My name is Ilona. That's what we celebrate today. Yeah. Once a year, my name. I love it. Anyway, again, really nice to meet you. And knowing that we both were studying the same town, Katowice, you know, in a way, our yeah. maybe we were walking on the same streets and stairs.
Yes.
And could be that we know a lot of the same people, although
probably
you
have the same teachers.
Teachers, this is amazing. Yes, amazing. But yeah, that was like a big surprise for me. I'm like, I cannot believe how life works. Beautiful way. I didn't
yes.
know you the day before. We talked on the phone, and now I know you. Like, hey, we are sisters. We
small
were running world. Around the same beautiful small world. I love it. And we are musicians, and we are singers, and you know, you are this self-made managerial girl because you need to also package yourself beautifully, and
yes.
I have results in my hand. And
yes. I'm
today's
very proud of my baby.
And that's your second album.
That's my second one. First one was a little shorter, but it was kind of like even the title was introduction, and it was the introduction of me singing. And even in today's world, when I mostly play viola, when I was inviting people for my release concert, they was like, oh, I didn't know you sing. Yesterday I had a wonderful concert with LA Master Chorale in Walt Disney Hall. We play Messiah. We're going to have one more concert on the 20th and sing along on the 16th. So if you like to celebrate in a more classical way, please come join us. It's a great group of people, beautiful singers and conductor. But I gave a few invites yesterday, and I had a few shocked faces. Oh, I didn't know you sing. Because
okay,
it's
yeah.
still, you know, it's still kind of on the back of my career.
You know what? I don't know, because you're a great, great viola player and violinist, probably. I know, no question about that. Being singer, this is something so much personal. I don't know, to me, it's different instrumentalities. Until you start writing your own music, but mostly the classically trained artists, we are playing beautifully somebody else.
music.
Big music, you know. But obviously, your album also
my album
includes...
My album is including only standards, and I usually just sing standards. I don't write my music.
Oh, we need to change that.
But
what's
I
wrong?
Love,
why?
I love standards. I love,
of course, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. I love the style of it, like American Songbook, because they belong to under this category. And also this album, particular Songs of Hope, those are all songs from era of Second World War II. They are not sing that much anymore now, and some of them are completely forgotten, I would say, because they are just connected to the World War II. And I kind of try to rebrush them and give them another, maybe another feeling or another feel to...
That's a very personal journey. And we will be talking about one song that I will be playing. And you showed me the beautiful picture of train station, and I don't want to go ahead of your story, but we are here to tell the story. And your album is just perfect for Christmas. It's perfect, and I know it's in a way you need to describe your goal and why you decided to choose these songs and who do you want to dedicate this album. But like I mentioned, the name of the album is Songs of Hope, and everybody can go and purchase where?
Well, there are a few ways. You can go on Amazon.com and just put my name, Carolina, or Songs of Hope, CD Songs of Hope. And also, I have a wonderful label who is promoting it and selling it, Rambus Record. And if you also put rambusrecord.com, you can also, through that website, find my CD. I think it's even cheaper than Amazon that way. But this is my official distributor for US and Canada.
Now, somebody will say that you are very lucky. And some people will say, gosh, how did she do that? And other people will say, oh, she must have a lot of money. And other people say, oh, she got some cool sponsors. Oh, and other people will say, I wonder how a person who plays classical music just decides one day I will be doing album and just think that we'll fall in love with her voice. And we are here to prove that you are amazing. I will just play a song and you will talk about the song to us, because we talk how great you are. Now people can listen to us.
There's a story told of a little Japanese sitting demurely neath the cherry blossom trees. Miss Butterfly is her name. A sweet little innocent child was she, till a fine young American from the sea to her garden came. They met 'neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her how to love the American way. Sailed away with a promise to return. Poor butterfly, 'neath the blossoms waiting. Loved him so. the moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor boy.
Say, oh, so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
oh, so
you very much.
So soothing, and just your voice is warm and like huggable and just full. Just so much going on in your voice. I love the little rasp, lots of air, but still you are very present singer, and you have this for sure great throwback, you know, sound
yeah.
that I think we need to bring back, you know. We need, and you are doing that. And what I'm saying, wow, I hope people like it. It's like so perfect time for release because we need a little bit snow, maybe a little Christmas. We have a little Christmas, you know, weather will be a little yeah. cooler, hopefully. And I hope again, everybody, Carolina, Songs of Hope. Please go to the Accent On to Carolina's website, which I listed also on Accent On Facebook page and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world. And you can find there everything about her and her website, da, 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 da. And if you want to see how Carolina looks, how charming she is and how elegant lady she is, please switch in 40 minutes to video channel on LA Talker Radio. From 7 till 8, we will be talking similar stories, but also you can see us. And I think that's very, very nice to just start loving the artist that I'm bringing on a weekly basis. I really do love it. I really do love it. I was just...
I'm really happy. And I want to mention that a lot of people, musicians, especially when they know me from talking with my heavy accent, because I'm originally from Poland, and after you come here, when you are over 20, it's not possible to yeah. get rid of. But when they hear me singing, it's like, no, this is not you. This is not possible.
Yeah.
So in the way when I sing, it doesn't show that much
yes.
of the accent.
Yes,
so it is different.
It's a beautiful way for people who come from another countries into America that they can right now more and more sing, even with tiny accent. And that's what Accent On a Show is. And about is 3 years of many, many shows already. Everybody who wants to listen to past shows, you can go to LA Talk Radio, Accent On, and scroll down. You have hundreds of shows with beautiful guests all around the world. But I think 3 years ago was even tougher. Right now, I think the world is opening up to just great artists who want to be themselves, and they are not feeling bad about having hear a little bit different maybe sound or tiny little accent. You really sound beautifully, but who I am to say, I'm Polish too, and I sing with an accent, and I will play one of my songs too. And I remember many years ago when I started singing in America, that was the main complaint. Oh, Ilona, because I was singing under this name, Ilona. Mm-hmm. And a lot of radio A&Rs, they were saying, oh, but she has an accent. Then, geniusly, I decided to change my name to Ilona Europa.
Mm-hmm.
And from this moment on, everybody said, oh, she has an accent, but she's from Europe.
Yeah.
Then it was like a little candy. Nobody cared anymore. Then sometimes we need to make just statement of that. And I think nobody cares right now. Right now is the charming way of oh, where are you from?
Yeah, I do have... I cannot maybe say compliments, although a lot of people said, oh, it's cute, what's the accent is from.
Yes.
although I'm quite cautious when I talk that I do have an accent.
I don't care. I just many times don't even know what I'm talking about. I have my radio show, and but that's what it's called.
I'm on a radio, which yes. is accent on, so that's great.
We are in perfect place, and I think we need to be proud of who we are because we are bringing something to this culture, and I think America is one of the coolest countries yes, in the world.
It's definitely open... very open and welcoming in that way. And I kind of stopped talking about my education, and maybe now I will get back to it. Then I went to Warsaw, and I studied in Warsaw, and it was also viola on the Department of Music as instrumentalist. And this is where I wanted to start singing more. And I tried to find a way, and I had a few lessons with, like, you know, opera singers, bel canto and stuff, but I, you know, it wasn't my piece of cake, and I knew that, and I was searching, and I tried to sing, like, pop songs as well and stuff, but, you know, since I was already educated in music, it was hard to also jump in and not be good.
Yeah.
And also the other thing about, at least back then in Poland, you had to stick to your choice, and it was hard to mix so differently. You are classically trained violist and you sing, so who you want to be, decide.
That two different worlds, I don't know how much it really changed in Poland. I still believe we have this perfect professionalism about teachers that they require for students to commit to something and be good at it.
And it is good to some extent, definitely, because, you know, you just have to pursue and you have to push for that, and then it is hard to get a job anyway. So if you are not good in what you're doing, it's even harder. But it's a funny story, actually, when I was finishing Warsaw Academy, and I was thinking maybe getting to some orchestra, my teacher said, like, well, you know, I don't know, you would have to have a lack, or someone would have to be run by Trump to get a spot, because, you know, once you get a spot in orchestra in Europe, you usually spend there 20 years or so. And every year we have like 4 or 5 people finishing graduating from school, so, you know, it's just impossible. And actually later on I came here for a festival, and I was lucky to go to USC and get a scholarship, so I could also I always want to study abroad, so that was my link to LA and to USC. And I know a lot of people who did that. At some point I remember that I counted, because I was also very like interested in how many people is here. I counted like 8 people at USC that were actually from Poland, like between pianists, flute players, bassoon players, bass players, percussionists, few violinists. So it is definitely open for Europe and for other talents. And it's also open in a way that the more you can present, the better for you, the more talented you are. And this is where I started really seeing jazz at USC.
Wonderful. And you know that we have another connection, because my daughter, Natasha Miraja, she just finished USC.
USC.
Music business.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also
a
singer-songwriter. Now she's working at Lionsgate with film, a really big film production company. But, and who will think, she started to first sing, then she switched into business, because that's really what she wanted to study. I was saying, like, you got, thank you.
Yeah.
And then she discovered that she has a talent for film production, and that was her dream, and her dream came true. And then another daughter of mine was one of the youngest doctor degree in Polish Music Academy in Poznań.
Mm-hmm.
And she is studying musicology. Then, you know, yes, all my family, all my, you know, 2 children are really very well educated when it comes to music. And in my way, you know, I also have a degree at music. Then I know that USC is something that is a very, very special place. And I think, how long you spend there?
Well, I started just for, like, advanced study, and then I really wanted to do a doctorate degree, but for some reason they decided that master from Poland would not be enough, and they didn't want to admit me right away. So I thought first that I will just finish a master here, which is another master. So I have two master from Poland. And,
oh, gosh. And come on,
yeah,
people.
Exactly. And then I thought, like, you know what? There's so many years that, you know, I started to have
How many years you'll be proving how great you are. And already you have one diploma, which in Europe is one of the hottest school in Warsaw.
In Europe, we study longer for a master than here. That's another thing. But anyways, you know, you cannot argue with people who give you a scholarship. So I just finished that, and I had a great pleasure to work with one of the greatest teachers, Carmen Bradford, who also was very optimistic about my voice. And I just, you know, started to do it even more, because I like some approval of what I do, and she definitely was the first person to push me to it.
Wow. Well, we all need nice people who just, for a moment, they just stopped and listened what our dreams are, and, you know, and some people really can change your direction of thinking that if you need approval, and that's what you needed from the great human being that you look up to, you got it, then, you know, you had this sureness about yourself. Yeah. Let's do this. But from let's do this to let's do this. And again, I have this beautiful retro looking covered album, which is called Songs of Hope. Everybody please go and just purchase one. It's just very impressive.
Yeah. And when we talk about the cover, it's also a little story about that, because I was thinking what would be good to actually place it on a front cover and inside, and I didn't just want to put my picture on it, because I think the subject that I sing about and those songs are saying the story, and it's really about people who went through a second war and who survived. Some died. And also, when I was thinking about the theme of it, I just found it around anniversary, because this year was 70th anniversary of World War II. And I think what a good way to actually celebrate those heroes who passed away during duty, and those heroes who are still alive, because we still have some people who were fighting and who are still alive, and we have them also in LA, and I really hope that a few of them will come for my concert as well, because this is what it honors. It honors couples from Poland, America, Britain, and Japan, like worldwide, because we know that when the war starts, we fight on many fronts, even being different nations. So this is really all for those people and all generation, I think, because the arrangement that I put it there with help of my friends and my mentor right now, Sereni, and my great friend Robert Lewandowski, who work on many of the arrangements, put a great touch to it, a little different than it was. And the cover, what I had in my head from the beginning was something from Poland that also we all learn history in Poland. And I think it, even in a history book, we've had this picture with ruins of Warsaw and the column of Zygmunt. And that was my first thought, that maybe I will put it on the front cover. But
this album is really a love story. It's about heartbreak.
Exactly.
It's about family.
And then and those are love songs. And few people said, like, well, maybe it's too depressing. Like, I wouldn't buy the CD looking that sad. And I agree with that, although it's a beautiful picture. And I put it inside. One of the songs that I sing is in Polish. And it's a resistance song, Rozszumiały się wieżby płaczące, but very easy to say it.
We'll not teach this title to people. But it's really beautiful from World War II, yes. You know, all army, everybody was singing this song. It's
exactly, very popular. Which some of the songs are very popular from time being, like even the White Cliffs of Dover or I'll Never Smile Again. Those are the songs that were sing that time. But I put the picture below translation of this Polish song because I felt like, well, it sounds nice, but I would like people exactly.
Why.
I would like people to know what was it about.
The place.
So exactly. So I sang just one. One verse, but the translation is inside, which is, I think, very well done. And for the cover, front cover, it's also like everything is taking time. Like I thought that I will do it like in few months and stuff, but then, you know, it's really take like almost 9 months. That's why I say like it's almost like having a baby.
Having a baby for sure.
And when I went to Poland over the summer, I still didn't know who's going to do my graphics and who's going to do my cover. And, you know, I'm like one leg here, one leg in Poland. I know a few people here, but I don't know many graphic designers. And in Poland, I was just trying to reach to people who might know someone. And then I was really lucky, almost like at the end of my stay, a few days before I left Poland, I found a guy who is very talented, and he also did editing for my video for one of the songs that is in YouTube, Morning Star. And I definitely knew that he can do video, and then I said, like, oh my gosh, I still need a graphic designer for my cover. And he's like, well, I can do that too. And I was like, oh, really? So that was a nice surprise. At least at the end, it started to be smooth. Yeah. and it
well,
plays
very
well
in life, and it's beautiful that you found the connection in Poland.
Yes,
it's all
so
like really
it is
this beautiful
between,
yeah, like America, you live here, little Poland.
Yeah.
That's so
yes.
cool.
And the picture actually which I you know, had to get a proof and rights to it that I can place it there. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the museum in Netherlands, so I had to make a phone call there and try to speak my English, and they tried to speak their English.
Wow.
And you know, it's like step by step, it was challenging.
Most important what you are saying here, and again, that's what this Accent On about people who are coming to this country. They have their own talents, and they decide to fight for them. And sometimes, like giving birth to a CD in 9 months, or sometimes even longer, you know, Carolina took practically every corner of this project into own hands, because that's what we do when we
yes.
dream. And for the second, we were talking a little about when we supposed to stop dreaming, and we both agree, never
stop dreaming. And that's why I really like the title, Songs of Hope, because you need to have hope every time of your life, when you study, when you start doing your career, when you try to have your family together, you never give up hope.
Now you are really going to my territory, because I would like play a little piece of my song that I called Anticipation for Love.
Okay.
Then let's just play a little electronica, which is for sure not a jazz, but the song is pretty cool too. And then we'll come back to our second track from the album, okay?
How do you
anticipation for love. Okay, let's ask some personal question. Are you in love?
That's a tricky question.
Oh, it's a yes or no question. Although, not if you have a boyfriend, because then he will know what you really feel like. But did you find love here or there, or not yet, really, that you...
I think I did find love, but... Yeah.
Okay, sister, don't worry. We can talk about it and cry together. Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we always split it recently.
Oh,
so
honey, I'm so
really,
sorry.
It's really hard.
No, it's not hard. I just split it after 23 years old. That's hard.
Oh, that's hard.
Then you are lucky. Honest, honey. It's always the reverse way of thinking. No. You are into something really, really good. And again, I told you I didn't even know why I went to this topic. But yeah, you are a very gentle soul. And we all need love, obvious, in our lives. But somebody posed on Facebook and I talked to you. A great saying. If God can take away something you never expected to lose, he can replace it with something you never expected to have. And maybe in a beautiful way, your CD release is the tiny replacement for something that you lost. And maybe it's the gain that you will have it. It's Christmas. It's the season of the hope. Everything is beautiful. And we both will be crying a little, but not so much. Okay, promise. And because you have something really beautiful to offer to people, then let's take care of people who will love you for who you are and what you do. And then we'll take care of the love, because love is in the air. We know it. We believe in that. Yes?
Yes. Absolutely. That's the hope.
That's the hope. Okay. We have this second song that you sent it to me. And it's the magic.
And maybe before we listen to it, I just want to mention, because it's very important in my album, that I share it with people who are really... top jazz players here in LA and worldwide, and I would like to just mention who played with me. Tom Rainier was playing on piano and also clarinet for the song that we're gonna sing. We're gonna hear right now. Darek Oleszkiewicz is a bass player who is originally from Poland and well established here right now. Larry Kunz on guitar. He's a wonderful, wonderful guitar player, and they really sounds great together with Darek. So I was so happy and fortunate to have all of those dreams come true in respect of having great musician who I dreamed of to have on my CD. And for percussion, I had Peter Erskine, which is a great honor to have on this CD, and Alex Acuna, who played percussion and cajon, and it added a lot to the sound of the CD. And then for solo, I had those wonderful people, Bob Shepard playing saxophone, Alan Kaplan playing trombone, and Richard Todd playing French horn. And those are really people who you hear a lot in the movies, soundtracks. They are all people who plays in the studio and also are big on the jazz scene. And for the Poor Butterfly that you just listened to at the beginning, I play viola, and also I had two friends, Anna Kostuszek and Adriana Zappo, who played violin. So this is real sound of real instruments, and I'm very, very happy and proud at the same time that I was able to put this great band together and those people at pretty much the same time. Of course, soloists could come and join and play later, but the main band. And for the release CD concert release, I will have a lot of people from CD. Tom will be there, Darek will be there, Larry will be there, Alan and Bob. So really, I hope that many of you...
Please tell us the date again. Where is the place?
The place is at Vitello's. It's an Italian restaurant, and they changed name. It used to be Upstairs Vitello. Now it's E-Spot Lounge, and it's on Tahanga. And at a concert is December 27th at 8 o'clock, one show. And I think it's a great timing. It's just after Christmas, before New Year, so you can come and relax with, you know, listening to my singing.
Okay. Repeat one more time because people need to.
December 27th.
That's a good
which is
day.
Sunday. It's Sunday, and it's 8 o'clock. One show. Vitellos. E-lounge. It's a e-spot lounge called the club, and you can purchase tickets over Vitellos, typing Vitellos and finding them online, or you can also buy it at the door, of course.
And everybody who wants to know more about you, you also have all posters and every information listed on your website and Facebook. Your website is?
My website is my name, karolinanaziemiec.com. Which, unfortunately, it's not up to date. But on Facebook, I do post it, the poster and some songs and about the concert. So,
and please go to Accent on Facebook and Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe. I post Karolina's Facebook link. Then everybody can find you there and all information. Okay, that's the time, I think, to play track number 9, a title of the album?
Waiting for the Train.
We need to talk about this a little. Why and what was the train station?
Waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. Every minute of each livelong day, been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more, waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track, looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. I'm waiting for the train to come in.
A charmer! Oh my gosh!
I love the end with the trombone.
Yes,
Kaplan did it. That's great.
Almost speaking to us the same words. You know, waiting, waiting. So pretty. Anyway,
and beautiful solo by Tom Rainier, who is a great pianist. But as you can hear, he plays clarinet so well. And it's a funny story from the studio, because when I gave him the music and I was like, well, can you just play the solo here on this song? And then he looked at the music and looked at me and was like, E major? That's the worst key for the clarinet. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he just played it perfectly, of course. So.
Oh, gosh. We need to know a little bit what was the train station. Yeah. You have this cute picture, old picture.
Yes, I dig this picture actually in some of my father's books, and the picture is from the station that my grandfather Julian used to operate the train. He was a machinery, right?
Yeah.
It was during World War II, actually, that he was riding there, and I also placed a picture inside of my cover, a cover of CD, and that there is a little story about it, because it used to called Granica, which is a border. Right now it's Sosnowiec Maczki, but it used to be a Granica because of the partitions. The Russians, three partitions, and that's exactly the picture that it's personal to me because it's not only looking old and fancy, but it's also telling story.
And your grandpa was
My grandpa was machinisto.
I know you dedicated your album to your mama, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we have holidays in front of us. I lost my mom 2 years ago. You lost your mom three years ago.
Exactly.
And life never will be the same. And you still have family in Poland?
Yes, the whole my family is there. My father is there. And I hope he will come for Christmas, because all that happened recently in my personal life.
You need your daddy.
Makes me a little
daddy.
Lonely.
Okay, tatuś, musisz przyjechać do córki, okay?
That
was an invitation
just,
in Polish.
Yes.
We asked daddy to come to America.
So, in a sense, I didn't even know that this is going to happen. I recorded a CD and now I'm leaving it. The loss, we are partying. I don't know what's going to happen. But definitely I had hopes for a family. But anyways...
Christmas, again, and that's the most beautiful time of the year. And it's only time, and when we have beautiful music like yours, life is just a better place to live. And I think you gave people beautiful gift of a little bit retrospective point of view, and sounds like what was there maybe very scary and tough, but also was very romantic and very family-oriented. And I think the table looked like a table. Everybody ate around.
Exactly. I do also remember my grandparents telling the story. So as I said, the album is really like kind of dedicated to old generation, because obviously I didn't experience war, and thank God. That was my grandma saying that the worst thing happened in her life was war. And she was 16 when the war started. It was my mother's mother. And she was quite, I think, talented girl. And she wanted to purchase medical school. And she just couldn't, war happened. Yeah. And whatever was in her dream kind of stopped, and then obviously no one had money and stuff, so
that's why you created the album that is called Songs of Hope. And you, again, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice, and artists that you have on the album, they will just live forever. And the present that people can purchase and give to people that they love also.
Yes, I was really happy to hear it, and then they explained it to me, one for them and one for the son-in-law who actually was serving. So it's still happening. The war is over, but not everywhere. We're still fighting,
Then we are leaving people with this beautiful Songs of Hope title and great songs that we played, and everybody can listen to the show many times on LA Talk Radio, on iTunes also. And right now is the time that in 10 minutes we will be moving to another studio. We'll be talking again to Karolina, and probably my co-host Marek Bacik will be appearing. Something's going crazy on the road. We have another guest who we are planning to have. We plan to have here Reinhold. He is supposed to play on a saxophone, but he's our guest who always pops up and just plays, but
it's
hopefully he can make it. Anyway, we love you for listening, and thank you so much. Till next Monday.
Thank you.
You're You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.